Magic 931, Scudder and Maddie.
We had a bit of a debacle in our household last night.
What happened?
Well, the power went out.
I hate when that happens.
Yeah, well, I didn't realise for so long as well, because I was outside messing with the sprinklers. Got to change them now that daylight savings has changed. It's all...
Oh, Mr. Fancy Pants with his automated sprinkler system
yeah,
over
well,
here.
Fancy, but not fancy enough to equate for daylight savings.
Oh, righto.
I paid so much money for them, and they're like, oh, I don't know what that is. Anyway, I was changing that, and I heard this beeping. I thought it was next door. Michaela came out. She's like, what's that beeping? It's coming from the studio. It was my UPS, my uninterrupted power supply in the studio, and it only beeps when it's powering stuff because we've run out. We don't have power coming through the walls.
Okay.
So I thought, that's weird. We haven't run out of power because the lights are on and the oven's still on because we were cooking dinner. Lucky that the whole power didn't go out, but I went out to the fuse box and one of the things was down. One of the circuit breakers was flicked down. So I flicked it back up. And it flicked down again.
Ooh,
oh, here
it's
we
like
go.
Having a little fun with you.
Come on, mate. Don't make me hold you up. But I was going to tape it up or something to make sure it stayed up, but that's how houses catch fire. Obviously, there's something wrong with the power in
my
house.
That's why circuit breakers exist.
That's right. Yeah, no, I wasn't silly enough to just hold it up forever. So I had to do the old go around to every power point in the house and turn it off.
See, this is what happened when our power flicked because we thought it was coming from the bedroom, but it was actually Molly chewing through a cord outside.
And I didn't know, this has never happened in my new house, so I didn't know which circuit was which power points.
Oh, okay.
So I turned everything off and then one by one turned everything back on with a little light in one of the power points. And if that went off, that means the circuit breaker tripped. Anyway, I turned everything off, turned the circuit breaker on, and then started turning everything back on. This was half an hour worth of Sherlock Holmes in my house. Anyway, I turned everything back on except the last PowerPoint, and it was obviously the last one that did it.
Yeah.
My dishwasher.
Oh.
Didn't even think it had a PowerPoint, but it does.
Where? Behind it?
It's inside the kitchen island, and it's underneath the sink.
Okay.
In the kitchen island. So you've got to open the sink cupboards and then it's in there. It's on the ground though, on ground level, and it's right under the sink. It's a recipe for disaster.
How are you going to live without your dishwasher?
Well, I ran an extension cord so we could do the dishes last night.
Oh,
but,
my gosh.
It's under the sink and I spilt some water on the kitchen island. It leaked between the sink and the bench.
That sounds
dripped
dangerous.
Into the top of the PowerPoint, and that's what was flicking it. So every time the water dripped, it flicked the power, and now I've got a huge extension cord running through my house.
Because that's so much more safe.
Because I refuse to hand wash everything.
Oh, God.